Hello to my lovely kings and queens. Grand Rising! It is your girl Moa Shay, and I am here. I'll be honest, I am here. The spiritual journey is something different, let me tell you that. Spiritual journey within itself. The healing aspect is something else. Getting in touch with your inner child, attacking and just sifting through all of the trauma that you went through, whether it's childhood, whether it's friendship trauma that you had to go through, trauma that you went through in a relationship. It's something different. It's something that I honestly wish there was a manual for, because just going through life day by day and realizing how people really are in your life and having to heal from some of the things, honestly, that you put yourself through and holding yourself accountable with a lot of things. Oh, it's a lot. But it's all worth it in the end. I will tell you that. It is absolutely worth it in the end. And for anyone who is going through the healing part of their spiritual journey, I send you hugs. Oh, I send you really tight hugs. And I send you love and light. I send you peace. I send you strength. I have faith in you, because right about now, during this process, I honestly want to spend time with so many people, but I know that there's so much with myself that I honestly have to work on. I miss being around people. I really do. I honestly miss being around people, but the fact that I can feel everybody's energy, I'm tired of going amongst other human beings and having to try my best to shut their thoughts off and shut their feelings off and not attach myself to the problems that they're having. Because at this point in this journey, you don't have to tell me what your problem is. I can feel whatever you're feeling. Sometimes I can hear your thoughts. And with all of that going on, sometimes I really just like to be sheltered in my safe place, to be honest. Because once you connect with yourself more, and once you become the divine feminine and the divine masculine, once you get both of those at an understanding, because as spiritual beings, you can have both feminine and masculine energies. As a whole, there has to be a balance. And just balancing all of that out with myself and just getting to know myself as a whole, it's most important right now for me. And it's not the fact that I absolutely don't want to be around people. That's not even the issue. It's the fact that right now I'm not capable of doing that. I'm not capable of doing that because right now, this is the time of where I have to get back to myself. And I thought about something the other day, like in middle school. I remember me being in like between 6th and 7th grade, and I used to meditate all the time. I used to meditate. I remember one day I was in gym class and I was meditating. And I can't remember if it was my best friend or just somebody I was in gym class with they were like, you were levitating for like a good moment before anybody called your name and got you out of whatever state that you were in. And I really feel like at that time, it was my purest time. And I miss those times. I have no idea what happened to me. I don't know if I started getting caught up in the world or if that was when something, you know, dramatic happened in my life and everything just shifted. I have no idea at all. And I honestly wish I could get back to that point in my life, honestly. And I can't just say wish, I am. Gotta speak it into existence. I am gonna get back to that point in my life where I was able to connect with myself and connect with my ancestors, because a lot of the things that are happening these days right now, like that little girl in 6th or 7th grade, she saw those things. I used to have dreams all the time of what happened in my life now. Like a lot of the people that I dated, a lot of the friends that I had, the child that I had, I knew about all of those things, but it didn't really click to me until like deja vu started happening in spurts. Like my first car, I was sitting in the car one time and I realized like that was the car I was supposed to have the whole time. Like I was meant to have that car for some reason. And it's like now that I'm starting to connect back with myself and get back on a spiritual journey, I'm starting to connect with myself more and I'm starting to realize just a lot, just a whole lot. And just sitting there thinking, like, I've been on a spiritual journey basically this whole time. And it started off early, very early. I was meditating and I did not know that meditating is what I was doing. I don't even know where I got it from. I don't even remember where I seen someone meditating, and I had no idea. No idea. Because my whole family is Christians. I was raised in a Baptist church. Matter of fact, my great uncle was the preacher of the church that I spent most of my life in. Honestly. And so maybe at that time, that part of my life, my ancestors were there with me at that time. And maybe I walked away from spirituality unknowingly. And then I had to go through a dramatic experience to find myself again. That's how I'm thinking about it right now, because it's just really coming off the top of my head. And it's something that I've been thinking about for a while, but I just did not know how to put it in words. Because going through the spiritual journey, there are like a lot of things that I think about, and most of the things I share with my mom, because my mom is my best friend. Me and her have had our moments, and I've had to do some healing with her also. And it's like my mom is the closest person that I can talk to that will not judge me anymore about it. And it's like some of the things that I tell her to, okay, me personally, I know they sound off the wall, and I know I sound crazy. Because it's very hard trying to tell people that you hear ringing noises in your ears. For like a long time growing up, they used to tell you that that bell ringing in your ear was a death bell. But the more that I got in touch with spirituality, when you become spiritual, it means something totally different. It means that your ancestors are trying to get in touch with you. And depending on how loud the ring is, it tells you exactly what your spirit guides and your ancestors are actually trying to tell you. That is the way that they communicate. And it's just a lot of the things that I was taught. It just started raining. Goodness. Anyway, but a lot of things that I was taught at a young age, or like even in adulthood, I'm looking at a lot of things and I dissect them, and I've always had questions about a lot of things in life. But I will tell y'all this, I realized I was on my spiritual journey when I started to question everything. Like everything, I started to question life itself. I started to question why we speak a certain way, why we're, this is the main thing. I knew I was on my spiritual journey when I questioned why English was English. Like, who was the first person to come up with English? Who was the first person to be like, okay, this word is going to be this word? And I was questioning the alphabet. Like, okay, why does it have to be A to Z? How come it can't be Z to A? And like, why does it have to be like in a synchronized? I started questioning everything, and I started hearing voices, and for a moment, like, the ringing noises was getting louder and louder and louder. And another thing, like, I started to notice when I was younger, I would have to wear glasses, and I just quit wearing my glasses. One, I used to wear glasses all the time, because I think I started glasses in like, I started them in elementary school. And one day I just honestly quit wearing my glasses. I stopped wearing them. Like, randomly, I just told my mom and daddy, I was like, I'm not wearing glasses anymore. And now I have 20/20 vision. I can see perfectly awesome in both eyes, depending on what I'm looking at. But don't look at me too hard, because I think it's my right eye. I have a lazy eye, so don't look at me too hard. And sometimes when I'm really focusing on something, my eyes will twitch too. But and that's another thing. Like, when you are on your spiritual journey, there's a lot of things within your body that will change. And it is completely okay. You will become sensitive to sounds. I know it's not just me. You will become sensitive to sounds. You'll become sensitive to certain conversations. Certain things you can't watch on TV. They just bother your spirit. Like, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I definitely knew that something was wrong with the news. On this spiritual journey, like most people call it, you're not living in the matrix anymore. I started looking at the news, and these people on the news, we ain't even gonna talk about like some of the stuff that they speak about on the news. It's not really making any sense. It's kind of like, okay, they just up there just blah blah blah, and for real, just rada rada rada, okay, like the guy on Chowder. But like, just the way that people look, like, you look at people and you can honestly like see who they really are. And I'm not talking about like when you're looking at the TV and it's on high definition and you can like see that that makeup is like covering craters on their face. That's not what I'm talking about. Like when you actually look at people and see auras around them and see orbs and shadows flying around people, and like you just see people for who they really are. You look at people in their face, or you look at people in their eyes, and their pupils are not normal pupils. Every day I wake up and I think I'm getting crazier and crazier and crazier. But the more that I connect with myself, I honestly feel like I'm just seeing what's supposed to be seen. My eyes are opening. My ears are hearing what they're supposed to hear. I am feeling exactly what I'm supposed to feel. And for anyone that is at the beginning of your spiritual journey, use your discernment. And there are plenty of spiritual practitioners out here that are willing to help you. You can do your own research, but if there is anything that you don't understand, any information that you cannot find, there are plenty of metaphysical stores you can go to. There's plenty of El Botanicas you can go to, because spirituality and being spiritual, it's not like religions. It is not like religions. Being a spiritual being and learning about energies and aligning your chakras, and when it comes to voodoo, hoodoo, it's a whole different thing out here. Main thing about it is, do not practice anything you have no understanding on. Don't think that spirituality and being spiritual is literally just crystals or pendulums or tarot cards, or it's about talking to spirits or talking to the dead. Or there's a lot of stuff within spirituality that baby, it's nothing to play with. Don't go around here just touching and moving stuff. There's a lot of things that you honestly have to research, and you have to protect yourself. You can't go around here touching everything at people's houses neither. If you see something in somebody's house, ask them about it. Ask them about it. And if you go to someone's home and you see their spiritual altar, do not move anything off of that altar. Do not sit nothing on that altar. Do not kick that altar. Do not bump that altar. Please don't. Another thing, you out here doing these spells on people and hexing folks, baby, you don't know who is protected. Okay? You don't know how wretched people's ancestors are. Okay? And there are repercussions for everything. For everything. You feel like you just gonna go out here and you just gonna put a hex on somebody and you're not gonna have to deal with any repercussions. Now, it's a difference. If you know for a fact what you're doing and you know how to protect yourself, might not be repercussions. But you don't know who's protected by who. Because, yeah, when it comes to ancestors, it's not just like grandma, grandpa, great aunts, all of this. Ancestors are centuries. People that you have never heard of, that you need to do your research about. If you really want to know who your ancestors are, you need to really research all of your lineages, if I'm saying that right. All your people. Okay, if I said that word wrong, my bad. But research all of your people. When you're on this spiritual journey, it's really all about learning. And you learn something new every day because you become a different person every day. And there's so much out there. When it comes to awakening, spiritual awakenings, you do not only awaken one time. Every single time you, I'm going to say it this way. Every single time that you reach a certain achievement and a goal, and every single time that you reach a certain area of your path, and you're getting closer to being your higher self and connecting with your higher self, you might go through a spiritual awakening. And for a lot of people that have never had one of these before, a spiritual cold is no joke. That is one of the number one signs that I know I am going through a spiritual awakening, if I get a spiritual cold. And a spiritual cold will have, well, it'll have me. I don't know about everybody else, but it will literally have me feeling like I have the flu. And nothing that I take will help none of what's going on. The only thing that will help me get through that cold is meditation and journaling and actually doing the work that I need to elevate to be a better me. Because it's all about bettering yourself and getting to your highest of the capacity of being the greatest you that you can honestly be. Never feel like a question is a dumb question. If you go to somebody and they treat you like, oh, what? You've been on this spiritual journey for 2 or 3 years. You're supposed to know that. No, baby. No, no, no. Spiritual knowledge has no timeline. You could literally be spiritual for 10 years and not even know like some of the beginning things that you're supposed to know about spirituality. So there's nothing wrong with that. And everybody is on a different timeline of their spiritual journey. Also, there's plenty of ways to get knocked into your spiritual journey, or you could just like start off being spiritual straight out the womb. It really all depends on teaching. And there's nothing wrong with being taught. If there are any questions out there about spiritual journeys, awakenings, anything that you would like to know, if I know, you can ask me and I'll tell you. And if I don't know, I have plenty of people I can send you to. Plenty of places I can send you to that are filled with love and light. But if these lovely people ever have to pull out a spiritual ass whooping on you or anybody that's around you, they will. I have never felt so much love in a spiritual tribe as much as I have felt these last few years. And I think I've been on my spiritual journey for about a year this time. I think it's been a year, if I'm not mistaken. It's either been a year or it's either been 2 years. I'll be honest, I don't remember. Time is very fluid. But it's really about connecting to yourself. And there's a certain thing that's called divine timing. Things happen when they're supposed to happen. So it's not nothing that you need to rush. Meditate, number one. Talk to your spirit guides. And see if you even need to see what you need to do. Honestly. Because communication can come in music, it can come in synchronicities, your ancestors can communicate with you the way that they feel like you'll catch the message. So I honestly just say, if you've been thinking about starting your spiritual journey and connecting with yourself and becoming your highest self for your greatest good, please do it. Okay? Please. Please, please, please. And just know that the better that you become, the more the attacks are going to come. But as long as you learn how to balance yourself and keep yourself whole and align yourself and ground yourself, you'll be just fine. Oh, by the way, one more thing before I let y'all go. Grounding yourself, okay? Become a tree hugger. Well, if you're allergic to almost everything like me, just going out here hugging random trees is not good. But I get to put my feet in the grass. But get outside, get you some sunlight, okay? Sunbathing is a good recharge. Sitting outside with the moon, just meditating, just enjoying outside is a great recharge. A great recharge. Also, sleep. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Sleep. A nap is good. Okay? Get your nap done. But also, make sure you connect with yourself. Okay? Connect with yourself. Know who you really are. Find the things that you like that make you happy. And a lot of things that you like and make you happy could be one of them things that help you make some money. But anyway, find your way on your spiritual path. Love yourself and love others around you. And I love y'all. Between the moon and the sun. Y'all have a nice day.